never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Does anyone have a Valentine that is not their significant other, like your parent? You still buy flowers, chocolates for, or you're a parent and you do it for your kids. What is something special that you do for your kids for Valentine's Day to keep that tradition? 314-531-9898. I asked this for a couple of reasons. One, I've never been a big Valentine's Day guy, and it's just so cliche me. I think the new saying is like a pick me girl. I was born and raised a pick me girl. Like it's something. If someone's doing it, it's trendy. I'm out. I don't want to do it. That's kind of how I am. But now that I have kids, I just feel like there's a different level of joy for Valentine's. And I was like, how do I make this special? Did any parents out there do it for their kids? And AB, your dad buys you flowers every single Valentine, right?
Yeah, he's been buying my sisters and I Valentine's for as long as I can remember. But I feel like it really got special when I went to college at the University of Kansas, and he would ship me flowers there. So now cool. He ships me flowers to the office. So
tomorrow,
wow.
Are you going to get flowers from him?
Are you expecting? So.
Yeah. Well, and does it mean something? Like you get excited when you see him and stuff? Because I always think like, man, flowers, is that really cool? And then like, what does it mean to you?
I mean, I think that like I've always been single on Valentine's Day, but even my sister who's had a boyfriend the past couple years, like he'll send it to her too. And I think it's just a good reminder, like he's always in our corner.
Yeah.
And it's just like a cool, and I kind of forget that it happens every year, to be honest. And then like the lady up at the front will be like, there's flowers for you. And I'm like, oh.
I also need to shout out your dad, Bob, because these aren't some like Joe Schmo flowers. I mean, those every year, it's like a beautiful bouquet, like best in the office for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it feel cool to get flowers in front of everyone else at the office too? Cause like, you know, like that's what people say, like, man, I like to show off my man. But then when it's your dad, like, here's daddy's flowers.
Honestly, there's been a lot of people who are like, oh, who sent you flowers? And when I say that it's my dad, it's almost like more heartwarming.
Really?
Like there was somebody else in the office that was like, your dad sent you those for Valentine's Day last year. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's a really good idea. Like, I'm going to start doing that for my daughters.
Hannah, you do the reversal. You actually make your mom Valentine every year. You buy your mom something?
Yeah, every single year I do it. And it all started like when I was little. I have just a single mom. I always have had just one. And she told me when I was little, like, you'll always be my Valentine. Mm. And I never forgot that. So every single year, I always get my mom a card, and like we don't even do, and she'll get me something too. And it's never like anything big or extravagant, but it's just like a small reminder of, you know,
that's my love.
I'm that's always where that love began. You first. Yeah. Like it's always special. And even my sisters have gotten in on it too. And now we do this thing like where we'll take a picture of a card and then like we'll send it. Because we always make fun of how expensive cards
are. That's pretty funny.
But this year I actually buy my mom a card, and I made sure it was like catered to her, and it's funny. So yeah, she's my Valentine this year.
Kevin, do you do anything like that?
Well, okay, when the kids were little, I used to. And it's funny because Sarah even reminded me this year, are you going to get the kids anything for Valentine's Day? And I'm going, I really haven't. Because here's why. Sarah is not a store-bought card fan at all.
Yeah, you can do the pitcher thing like Hannah's doing over there. I never even thought of that. That's genius.
Doesn't want you to spend the money. But also, one of Sarah's best friends sends flowers every year to her, and we actually got them yesterday. And we're not just talking about just run-of-the-mill flowers. We're talking 2 dozen roses.
Whoa!
And I'm just like, well, there's no point for me to get
her
you flowers.
Her friend sends her those?
Yeah, her friend.
I think the cost. Of roses are $90 for a 12-pack.
And so every year we get these awesome gifts, and you know this is our friend Stephanie, and she sends stuff at Christmas as well. So it's like, okay,
damn,
great.
My friends never send me anything.
But I'm hearing this, and I'm thinking I got to step up my game. I got to do something for my wife, and even for my kids now. Give them something.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay up devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I usually get my mom some flowers.
Do you?
I do. Yeah, I avoid the conflict by just doing it. You know what I mean? It's like it's a simple thing. It goes a long way.
Okay. Anyone else have a tradition that is non-traditional, like significant other? Whether it's your kids that you do something special for, your kids do something special for you, maybe even your dog. You're like, hey, I celebrate Valentine's Day with my dog. 314-531-9898. Want to hear who? Who do you make your Valentine? You're like 3 minutes away from Luke Bryan tickets while we roll commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We want to know if you have a non-traditional Valentine, like not your significant other. Who and how do you celebrate? AB's dad sends her flowers and her sister flowers every single Valentine. Anna actually does it for her mom. She gets her mom a card every single year, and that's her Valentine. 314-531-9898. Maybe it's your dog. Hannah, you're doing Bear too?
Yeah, I actually gave Bear his presents.
Already? You didn't even wait till Friday?
Right. Well, I don't have him on Friday.
I forgot there's custody issues. We'll get into that at a different date.
Yeah, we can dive into that later, but I don't have him on Valentine's Day this year. So I gave him his presents early. He got a bandana that says, "My mom is my Valentine," and he got some toys. And,
We know there's custody issues with Bear, and he better be wearing that on Friday.
Yeah.
Dad's going to get a text message from Hannah. I know that for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to send his dad a picture of Bear saying, "My mom is my Valentine."
314-531-9898. There's some good text messages.
Yes, we got a text from Stacy. She said, "Each year I always get my kids like a box of chocolates or chocolate-covered strawberries. Then I make handmade heart cards about what I love about them, and I hang them all over their bedroom door.
Wow.
Or put them inside their backpack so they know how much we love them.
That's mm-hmm. awesome. That's man, great. Oh, man.
That is a really cool
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, Teacher Aaron also texted in and said, we do a family fondue date night for Valentine's. We make a cheese fondue and then chocolate and have sparkling cider. It's me, my husband, and our three kids. Tomorrow will be year 10 of our tradition.
That's cool.
That's great.
That is so creative.
I try to take my kids like Valentine's Day shopping for mom when they had like a Valentine's Day breakfast at my kid's school, and it was the funniest thing. He picked out a lovey, like a stuffed animal for her, which he clearly is going to take, and he's like, well, we can split it.
Splitting
he's
a lovey.
Like, Mom, you're gonna love this. And he's like, oh, thanks, honey. Which was very strategic of him. Kat, you do something special for your kids, huh?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I make little gift bags with candy and hearts. I make chocolate-covered strawberries, and I do it for people at work. I have about 15 people at work.
Wow,
and I make
that's awesome.
You do it for coworkers, too? You like your coworkers that much, huh?
Do you want to add your favorite radio show to
that?
Sure. Okay. I love making them. I do them for Halloween. I do them for Christmas, Easter.
Well, feel free to drop them off at 1220 Olive Street.
Yeah,
that's
no
where
kidding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just like making people happy.
Kat,
that's so sweet.
That made
thank
a lot
you.
Of people happy that just heard that on the radio right now. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I'll bring you down some candy one day.
Oh,
Gia.
Wow. Awesome.
Kevin's palms, look at
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Lauren, I love this. What do you do for Valentine's Day? Non-traditional Valentine, who is it in your life?
Well, it used to be my grandma before she passed, but every year I would hand make a Valentine's Day card for her.
So sweet.
Oh,
that's,
I love that. You would hand make that. It for your grandma. And we got to be part of this project that we're doing, the Cupid Project, where kids are making these handmade Valentines, Lauren. And we got to bring them to nursing homes. They read every single one of them. They love that the fact that they're handmade and just made out of love, and you're pouring out your passion and creativity for your grandma. So I know that she loved it probably.
Oh, she absolutely did. I think she had kept every single one. There's a box somewhere.
Oh my God. Yeah. That melted my heart. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
Yep, we appreciate it.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.